everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, it's a good day for me. I've got another great guest lined up who I will be bringing him on after the first break, and you're going to like to hear what this gentleman has to say. He's a real sharp cookie, and you know I love sharp cookies as opposed to dull knives, and he is definitely a sharp cookie, a very learned man, and I'm looking so forward to hearing what he has to say. I've been reading his different websites, and he's hysterical. His sense of humor is super, and I just love a sense of humor. So that's right up my alley. Plus, he's a smart man as well. So, hey, how can you beat that combination? I don't know how you can. I don't think you can. Listen, I'm going to give out the call-in number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 is the number. My website, of course, is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I'm always looking for advertisers and sponsors and donors. Free speech isn't free. Airtime costs money. So if you like the redistribution of the truth as much as I do and my guests do, then please advertise on my radio show, sponsor my radio show, donate a few shekels my way, go to my website and purchase a t-shirt or a coffee mug or something. That's how you make free speech happen, because listen, unless we get the truth out there, we are all doomed, because I got news for you, the climate Nazis aren't interested in you hearing the truth. They're only interested in you hearing the hustle. So listen, my goal and my guests' goals are to get information, factual information, out to you as opposed to the fiction. And boy, aren't we inundated with fiction. Fiction abounds out there. It's everywhere you look. Doesn't matter. You know, in the town where I live, and I don't think I mentioned this week, but if I had, well, you got to forgive me. You know what? You can't just remember everything all the time, and I'm certainly not one of those people with a superb memory. But in my town, they now want to outlaw handing out little flyers or anything. Say you want to walk your neighborhood and you want to give information on, hey, the neighborhood crime watch meeting or something you're gonna have. Well, that's now illegal. You're not allowed to do those kinds of things. So isn't this grand? Don't you love how they just want to violate our right to free speech every step of the way? It's going on all over. This kind of crazy Nazi nonsense is going on all over. We need to stop them, because these people are out of control. They're communists. They want to control you from the moment you're born, if you are born, till the day you die. And listen, I've said this before, and I will say it again. I knew in kindergarten I wasn't going to make a good slave, and at age 54, I got news for you, nothing has changed. If anything, I'm more convinced of the fact that slavery and me aren't going to be walking hand in hand. I'm not going down without a fight, and I know all of my guests aren't going down without a fight either. So listen, you gotta get in the fight there. Everybody who can hear my voice, this is the fight that you need to be in. It is now is the time to stand up and be counted. Your voice needs to be heard. You need to become active, even if it's only sending your dollars to my radio show or to other, my guests, anybody. Helping out. Listen, there's a lot of money on the other side that's against us. They got all our tax dollars they're using to enslave us. So you're going to have to use your cash to fight back. It's just the way it is. Now, I am going to, on Monday, I'll be starting on Republic Broadcasting Network. I will be on at 9 a.m. Mountain Time to 11 a.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. And You'll also hear my show, of course, through KHNC 1360, Tuesday through Thursday. Won't change. I'll still be heard out there, but I'm adding more hours and more days. So you'll hear me on Sundays at noon on Micro 1650 AM, which you can get there through my website, micro1650am.com. Then I'll be on Monday through Friday of Republic Broadcasting Network, and I will be heard via KHNC on Tuesday through Thursday. Continue with the 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. there, but you'll be able to, if you want to go online, it streams online, Republic Broadcasting Network as well. So this should be interesting. More chances to give my unsolicited opinion, and I love to do that. I do love to do that, so you can just ask my family about that. They're not interested in hearing my unsolicited opinion, but thank God other people in the world are, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of important information that needs to be disseminated, and I've decided I'm one of those individuals that needs to help do that. So I wanted to mention a couple other things before we go to break, and then I'm going to tell you who my guest is, because I kind of led up to it a little bit. But his name is Dr. Edwin Berry, and he is an atmospheric physicist, and he has a couple of websites, and they are called climatefire.org is one, and polymontana.com is another one, and I think he even has a third one. I think it's just Ed Berry or Edwin Berry, and you know what? I'm negligent. I didn't write it down, but when he comes online with me or on the air with me, then I will ask him. But very sharp cookie, so this will be a real interesting conversation. Dr. Edwin Berry, let me tell you about him. He has a baccalaureate degree in engineering from Cal Institute of Technology, Caltech, in 57. And let's see, he's got a master's degree in physics from Dartmouth in 1960, and he's got his PhD in atmospheric physics in, I don't know, I'm not seeing that, 1961 maybe here. I'm looking at the stuff I read on my web, or I had put on my website. He can tell us, but anyway, bottom line is he's a smart cookie, so he's got all the credentials and the letters after his name and the knowledge base to know what he's talking about. So anyway, Dr. Edwin Berry, climatefire.org and polymontana.com. And I want to read something else that he had written, and I actually put this on my website. He's a competitive sailboat racer. And he said, if you're going to win a national or world championship in a small, highly competitive centerboard sailboat, you must sail on the ragged edge in strong winds. If you chicken out, someone else will beat you. The only way to win such races is to go, as they say, balls out all the way. My race today is to help us win our freedom against the most vicious, devious, and dangerous enemy in the history of America. This war is not in foreign soil. It's right here in our own land in America. It is a war for the land we live on. And on that note, I will be back with Dr. Berry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Earth.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic?
Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there. Send me an email. I love when people write to me and tell me different things. It's always a fun thing to read. Hi, Dr. Barry. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Maggie. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you could come on my show. I truly am. So let's, I know I massacred your introduction a little bit, and I'm reading here you got your PhD in physics in 1965 with a focus on atmospheric physics. So you're the perfect person to be talking about the climate, I would think, Dr. Barry. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah. Well, thank you very much. Certainly, it's the right kind of background to have. I mean, I wouldn't be much good in medicine or in law or anything. Likewise, they're probably not so good in the field of atmospheric science. But it is my field, and that's what I've been working in all my life.
So let's talk. I've looked at your Poly Montana website, and I looked at your climatefire.org website. Let's start with the Poly Montana website. Why did you decide to put that together, and why Poly Montana? What does the name represent?
Well, I started with knowing that I needed a site that dealt with the political aspects of what's going on in Montana, and at least from the orientation that I have, namely interested in freedom issues. So because I had other science-related websites, like the climate physics, I really didn't want to deal with politics there, nor would I want to have a political-type website that had all kind of science involved in it. So it's almost like having different file drawers where you have different subjects. So the Poly Montana is quite popular, actually all around the world, which really surprises me, the number of visitors that we get. And you can tell by the website the kind of things that we deal with. It's like somewhat like a newspaper. I don't worry about all the fast news. I don't have that kind of staff, nor do I worry about local type stuff. But I'm concerned about the issues that relate to the state itself, and this obviously includes national issues as well. So that people can come on, they can read it, they can make their comments. It's an interactive site. We did a lot related to the legislative session when different bills came up, like the Sheriff's First and other bills that go in there. It's a place where the voters can come online and really put in their opinions and talk to each other as well. So that's that reason. Now the one called the Climate Fire that you mentioned, that was really just a little more recent, because when I realized someone in Montana needed to respond to this lawsuit by the Our Children's Trust group from Oregon, and it seemed that no one was really going to do it, then, and it also, it was pretty obvious, as I talked with many people, that the only way to do it properly, because in the future we're going to have to raise money, is to do it with a nonprofit association. So
okay,
I created a whole new nonprofit association called Climate Physics Institute. And yes, you can get to the same site by typing in climatephysicsinstitute.org, but I figured that's a little bit long for everybody. So I just said you can also get there by saying climatefire.com. And that's dealing with this lawsuit and everything that relates
okay
to it.
Okay.
So we have that as a separate subject matter. And all of the different sites I have relate to each other. You can get from one to the other. It's in the menu. So if you're on one, you can find your way to any place that you have your interest.
Okay. So let's talk about that lawsuit that was brought by the Echo Group, the Echo Nazi, I like to call them, because they are really Nazis, these green Nazis, the ecological group that calls themselves Our Children's Trust. And it's interesting to me, Dr. Berry, because they always come up with these Orwellian terms to describe themselves. You know, it's like a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. And it's the same kind of crap that these people are hustling. But let's talk about that lawsuit.
Okay. Right. Well, certainly they choose a name. It's all like the whole United Nations thrust several years ago was in the name of the children, and we have to save the children. So now when an issue comes up like this global warming, which it itself is a total scam scientifically, but to sell it, they many people in there push it that say, oh, we have to save the atmosphere for our children in the future. Well, of course, they forget about that at the same time if they attempted to follow all those the things that they attempt to do to, quote, save the atmosphere, they're actually throwing away their grandchildren's future or freedom at the same time. So it isn't all one thing. But, okay, so they use that name. They are very well funded. They filed a lawsuit, and as near as I can tell, in all 50 states. Now, it takes different forms, of course, because each state is a little bit different, and they have to get lawyers in each state to file this. So the one in Montana was really on top of the list. Apparently that came first.
Okay.
They decided to go right to our Supreme Court, try to bypass everything else. And their main contention of going to the Supreme Court, there were two key things they tried to say. Number one, that there's no question, they claim, that human carbon dioxide emissions are causing global warming, and it's going to be a bloody disaster if we don't do anything about it. And so we can bypass all the scientific discussion and just let the Supreme Court make a decision as to what we better do about it. And the next thing they argued to go to the Supreme Court was, we're in such a danger imminently that any day or perhaps any year the Earth is going to go into a runaway global warming effect, that we better do it in the Supreme Court because we just don't have time to do it in a lower court, which may take many months up to a year to even process. So they feel that, that they claimed in their lawsuit that we're in such imminent danger that they needed to hurry. So on those two bases, well, the Supreme Court threw it out, fortunately. So now we're back to a normal position where we, if they refile in a lower court, as I expect them to, now we can go about addressing the scientific issues that they claim are crucial.
Okay. So where do you have any idea, Dr. Berry, where this stands? Because this is just the court in Montana that threw this out.
Yes,
correct.
It is. And each state will have to deal with it differently. Now, they did not go to the Supreme Court in every state. In, like, just 2 days ago, they had a hearing in Nevada, and I'm not really quite sure where the hearing fits into the court action, but it's related in some fashion. And then I think next week they have a hearing in Texas. It's on, if you follow the links on this Our Children's Trust website, you can get to their website and you can see what the schedule is that they have going. But they have figured perhaps what they think are the most beneficial ways from their viewpoint to enact in every state or force every state to shut down carbon dioxide emissions. And they want to do it pretty seriously. And, of course, to shut down carbon dioxide emissions, it means you're shutting down all your energy resources because most of our energy is coming from gas, coal, or oil. So it's a serious attack on our economy. That's what it amounts to be. And that's the approach that they're taking.
Well, Montana was the first state that this lawsuit was filed in, so that would kind of set a precedent, I would think, in some way, that one state said, no, this is all nonsense, more or less. And so will the other states, will they look to what happened in Montana in terms of gauging their reaction to this state, or is it going to be, what do you think about that, depending upon how liberal the courts are in the different states?
Right, and because I'm not an attorney, I did talk with our attorneys that are helping us on this about that very question, just to be sure that my answer right now would be correct.
Okay.
So the way this will be used is that, yes, it can be a precedent that other states can use, and most likely they will refer to it as a precedent. Now, a state decision does not have the force of law in another state, but it has a strong influence in another state. Okay? So it's not like the U.S. Supreme Court. But nevertheless, once a decision like this is made, it's important. Now, what is the key decision that's important? Okay. The key decision that came out, and it's you have to kind of read through the thing and see where it is, but the key decision is that the Montana Supreme Court has said it is not a foregone conclusion that our greenhouse gases are affecting the Earth's climate. And in fact, this should be discussed and challenged in a real court of law. So this is a real precedent, because heretofore, every legal attack that I'm aware of and anybody I know is aware of that's been done by the green groups has been to go in and just say flat out that there is no discussion, the science is settled, our greenhouse emissions are causing these problems, therefore, what are we going to do about it? Right? They bypass that discussion. So the key thing here is that perhaps for the first time, a high court of a state has said, you cannot bypass that discussion. If these people want to come in and say we have to shut down our greenhouse gas emissions, they better prove the science. And the burden of proof is on them.
Okay.
It opens up
yeah,
a whole discussion
that, seems...
that has never been opened before.
Yeah, that's pretty dramatic, that in and of itself. That's pretty, well, it's good that we're going in that direction. I'm just wondering, you know, when you look at all these different nitwits on these liberal courts and that stuff, these different, so-called jurists, you always wonder, you know, when they make a lot of decisions based on, you know, they're a wise Latina and they can make a better decision than, you know, a white man because of their particular heritage. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So maybe we'll be getting lucky, and there'll be some jurists who decide things based on fact and not fiction and apply the law constitutionally as it's written and not make their decisions on emotion. Let's hope maybe something like that will come our way, Dr. Barry. What do you think?
Well, I think we certainly have the chance of doing that. Now, we do know that in this the field of climate change, it's ideologically driven. People take their positions a lot because of ideology, particularly if one has a liberal ideology. There's good data and reports that show, given that these people will essentially just take the position, our cause of climate change is a foregone conclusion. They don't even question it. And so there's a lot of people that cannot even open their minds to discussing a question. So we do have to be concerned about that should it get to a jury, and even if it's a group of judges. But anyway, if we can bypass the ideological point and get it to where it is a scientific discussion, we will win on our side. There is no question in my mind that when we can address the science, we will easily overcome the green group's claims. So they cannot prove their claims.
Yeah,
so this is a major thing, to be able to get into this position to where we can actually make it a real battle. It's going to be a good thing. So I'm looking forward to having our Children's Trust now refile their claim in a lower court in Montana. Now, I know it will be an expensive lawsuit because they can, you know, anybody can go in on one side, and they've got all the money, so they can make it take as long as they can. How, you know, depositions go and the proof of the things and the way courts are. So, yes, we will have to raise money on our side, too, to go through that. But I'm sure we can, and that's why I set up Climate Physics Institute as a nonprofit association. But once we can get to the science debate, we will clearly win. I mean, I can go through the reasons why, but They do not have a case when you really get down to it, which is why they've been trying to do it by indoctrination and media control and everything else.
Right. Listen, on that note, Dr. Barry, hang on, because we're going to go to break. Everybody, you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I will have the podcast of this show with Dr. Edwin Barry up on my website. Actually, it'll be shortly after the show is over, because the person who does that for me is actually off of work this week, so they're able to do this stuff. And I will also have links to all, and I actually have links to Dr. Barry's websites up there right now, a couple of them, climatefire.com and polymontana.com. And I will also put the climatephysicsinstitute.org up there as well, so that you can get to that. And Dr. Barry, you have another website too as well. Is it Dr. Barry or Edwin Barry? Which one is that?
Well,
hello.
Yes, I do have a sort of a site that's called edberry.com. Now, that's really like the master site and all the other sites hooked to it. They're separate websites, but they're not, because I'm using what's called WordPress multi-site, which means I can generate a whole new website in like 5 minutes, because it's all based upon the core site. So all of these sites relate, and rather than have too much information on one side, I just have it so you go from one to another. Like if you're in school, you go from one class to another if you want to go from math to biology. So that's the reason that they're there. But it's like all one site, but yes, and you'll even find, I think, some of the places where you found some of the links to my own bio, yes, even that happens to be technically another website.
Okay.
But when you click on it, it's not the difference. It's almost like you're going to a new page.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Berry, I'd like to get into, and I'm just wondering, time-wise, I'd like to get into a lot of the different, I think you have like 10 different examples about, related to this, our Children's Trust lawsuit in terms of, you know, the facts over the fiction of this so-called climate change and that stuff. And I'm just wondering if we should get into that today, if you'd like to, or I was going to ask you some questions about maybe the Galileo movement or the climate change scorecard. What would you prefer to do? Because I want to be able to hit all those 10 points. So, and we've got about another maybe.
Okay. Well,
oh, I don't know. 15 minutes.
With,
so I want to. I don't want to. You know, not give you the opportunity to be able to talk about all those different points. So it's up to you. You can come back on my show.
Two that might be of interest to the audience.
Okay.
Number one,
great.
I can go through just a few quick points as to how and why we would win a lawsuit,
okay.
How it would make sense to a jury. And second, somewhat independently, I can go through, actually pretty quickly, like seven key points as to why all this global warming is alarmism and not science.
Okay.
And that's based on a talk that I gave this past weekend, actually. But again, I organized this so I could talk to the public audience. You don't have to be an atmospheric scientist to get into the stuff that I will be talking about. So let's pick one. Let's suppose that this goes to a real court. How do we approach it? I'm not going to go through the details, but how do we approach it? The key here is that the scientific burden of proof is on the Green Group. That it's from science. Okay? Because they are proposing the hypothesis that our carbon dioxide emissions cause significant global warming. So we put the burden of proof on them. That's how it works in science. They must demonstrate they have what's called a valid scientific hypothesis. And a valid scientific hypothesis means it has to be able to make a prediction that you can compare with data so you can nullify the hypothesis. They cannot do this because they have never done it. No one in the field has done it. In fact, when I've been in debates online, you'll find that's another one of my sites, is the one called Climate Clash, where that's scientific. Okay, people jump into there and we hash the science. The global warming group, people, I'll call them the warmists or the alarmists, they even argue that you don't have to use the scientific method because the problem is so important, so critical, that we have to bypass the scientific method. Therefore, we just believe them. So this gets more philosophical than scientific, right? Because you just say, no, wait a minute. Does that mean that if I come up with some kind of a weird claim, but yet I can make it so it's a disaster that we can bypass the whole scientific method? Well, no, you can't, because the scientific method isn't like a rule. It is the means that civilization has developed to learn whether what you're saying is the truth or not the truth. It becomes the definition of what is true or false from a scientific viewpoint. Now, science deals with everything we can measure. It does not deal with things we can't measure. That's a whole different subject. But the things that we can directly measure, and all the things about global warming falls into that category, that you've got to use this method or you can't come to a conclusion. So that's like number one. Scientific burden proofs on them. They got to do a hypothesis. They can't do it, period. We can put them in a corner on that. They're going to lose the case. Second, they must demonstrate that there are damages resulting from our carbon dioxide emissions. Now, if I go to their website in their case for Nevada, they have listed in there a whole bunch of scientific reports that tells everything about sea levels are rising and bears are dying and all the things you've heard of. Well, we can provide 500 to 1,000 scientific peer-reviewed references that show all those claims are invalid. Now,
okay.
The burden of proof is they have to show all of our references are wrong. They can't do that. So we're on solid grounds in saying that no one has demonstrated any damages due to our carbon dioxide emissions. Therefore, they lose. No damages, your case is gone. The third thing they have to prove, if they're going to make claims about the future and hurting their children in the future, they have to prove they can predict future climate. They can't do that. There's no climate model today that has demonstrated it can make a prediction of the future climate. That even the United Nations IPCC has backed off and not even said they're making predictions with their climate models because they realize that it's not a predictive type model. Okay, you can't predict the future, you can't therefore claim damages in the future. You lose the case. You go ahead, you see where this is going?
Yes, I do.
Number four. Yeah, I mean, so you can back off from all this noise you hear and cut it down like this, which is the way we would handle it in the court. Okay, like number four might be, they must prove their proposed cure will solve their imagined problem. Okay. Now, they say that our carbon dioxide emissions are causing global warming, temperature to rise. And they say the solution is to turn off our carbon dioxide emissions. Well, now they have to prove that if we did, if Montana, in this case, disappeared, you can amplify it. If the United States of America stopped all of its energy production, stop all of its carbon dioxide emissions, even that people quit breathing, and then say, what is the prediction? Will this change the temperature measurably in the future? And we could even go back to the United Nations thing, which isn't totally correct, but just buy their thing that just says so much carbon dioxide change causes so much temperature change in the future. And even going by that, The predicted change using their method would be like 0.01 degrees Celsius, which is not measurable. So they can't prove that their cure would solve the problem.
Okay.
And then, of course, the flip side is we can show their proposed cure will essentially wipe out Western civilization. Okay. And there are serious damages done to even the third world countries in Africa, if we attempt to shut back on the carbon dioxide emissions. We can show that we can do much more benefit to the third world people who are in miserable situations compared to us if we help them build good power-producing plants.
Dr. Berry, I hate to interrupt you, but I don't think I missed the cue that we went into break. I think we're on break right now. So I want you to
hang on
a couple minutes, because for some reason the cue to break didn't I can't hear it, but I'm hearing in the background that the commercials and stuff are playing. So hold that thought, Dr. Berry. I don't know what happened here,
hear. You can restart me any place you want on this.
Sarah Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop.
Okay, now I'm hearing it. I don't know what happened, but listen, Dr. Berry, every noise in the background where you are is coming through.
Discover how to use essential oils in muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fabulous event. Bring new friends with a thank you friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden. And he makes a special call to parents to meet you. Seating is limited for the essential oils workshop on June 29th at 6 p.m. at Fort Collins. 425 West Coast. Reserve your spot now by calling me at Deb Parker 970-439-6789. Rocky Mountain Essential Oil Blog.com. That's Rocky Mountain Essential Oil Blog.com. 970-439-6789.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. And we're having a little technical difficulty here today, but I have to let you know, Dr. Barry, all of the sound that's in the background where you're sitting is coming through on the air. So people talking and the computer and that is all being picked up and being put out on the air. So I don't know. Can you hear me, Dr. Barry?
No, I hear you, yes.
Okay, if you're playing this right now, you need to turn the volume down because I'm hearing an echo coming back through the system.
Okay, I'll turn my volume down.
Yeah, please, you can't. I'll send you a podcast of the show, Dr. Barry. You're not going to be able to hear this while we're on the air because it's coming back through the system.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to call back in using a different phone number?
No, we're on the air right now. That's fine. Just all the noise. You can't have the volume.
We'll do that later.
You can't have the volume of the radio show up while we're on the air because it just screws up the whole system. Okay.
Right.
And I didn't hear the last cue. So anyway, let's go back to you. We had gone into I believe we got all of your fourth point. Let's go to your fifth point.
We can show that there are advantages, significant advantages, in fact, if the Earth gets warmer versus gets colder.
Okay.
So, even if our carbon dioxide emissions would significantly raise the temperature of the Earth, that doesn't mean it's bad. In fact, we have in the last 12,000 years, there were several peaks of temperature that were significantly warmer than it is now. We are not by any means in the warmest period in the history in the last 12,000 years. And before that, by the way, before that we were in a big ice age for 80,000 years. So we're in a warmer period. And all the times it got warm, people did much better. Crops grow better. Food was better. People were healthier. They were more productive. So, again, there's no real disadvantage if it does get warmer. Now, we're not going to go into one of these hyper things like Jim Hansen and some of the others say that if carbon dioxide gets beyond a certain number like 400 parts per million, that all of a sudden it goes irreversible. That is absolute scientific nonsense. That will not happen.
Okay.
Historically, just for calibration, the Earth's carbon dioxide has been 20 times what it is now, and nothing has gone unstable. The atmosphere is stable. So the runaway things are just pure alarmism and have no scientific basis.
Well, they do work well, though, to scare people into thinking, like Chicken Little, the sky is falling. We better hurry up and do something right away. I mean, it does work well to create that kind of havoc in humanity's life, doesn't it?
That's true. And in fact, there are many quotes that come from the people on the green side where they have said that they want to spread alarms. Even some of their scientific people have on record as saying, let's essentially try to scare people. And even Al Gore has said, we don't really have to tell the truth. We just have to get things accomplished. So from their viewpoint, it's okay to lie. It's okay to scare people if they accomplish their objectives. And their objectives are essentially to shut down the industrial part of the United States. So they'll move us into the one world order. And
yes,
in the process, it would turn us into a third world country if they had their way. So it's a real war that we're in, and these people, in my opinion, are really our enemy.
I agree. I agree 1,000%, Dr. Barry, and that's not an outrageous statement. That is a statement of fact. These people are out to enslave us, and they are using this whole green Nazi, this green global warming agenda as a vehicle to accomplish that, because, of course, people have been deliberately dumbed down in this nation, so they don't understand that when you give off CO2, the plants love it, and they eat it up, and they give off oxygen. They don't understand that basic thing, because look at it. I mean, there was just a result that came out the other day, like 12% of the kids in 12% of seniors understand what the Declaration of Independence is for. 12% of the 12th grade class. They're doing a very good job of dumbing down the populace to buy into this crap.
You know, I fully agree with you, and this is where it really gets scary when we look at the effect on our educational system. The whole dumbing down goes, it's much wider than just the global warming hoax, but it includes it. Even through the college, from almost grade school through college, they're pushing the United Nations sustainability, they're pushing the Earth Day, they're getting the students to believe that essentially they should be puppets of the new world order, and people are coming out with that kind of a belief, where we should be teaching people how to think, how to produce things, how to innovate, how to make improve our economy, and how to make America a better country.
I agree.
We have a whole different philosophy going on in our schools right now.
I know we do, Dr. Berry. It is absolutely criminal. These people are diabolical and they're evil. We've got a few more minutes. We've got a couple minutes before we go to the next break, and then we've only got a couple minutes after that. You want to try to fit in all your other points or as many of them as you can get to, and then you can come back on my show and we can continue to the discussion. So doesn't that sound like a grand idea, Dr. Berry?
Here's how we know it's alarmism. First of all, it's faulty science, and I don't have to go through details and all that. But it is interesting to mention that Richard Feynman, a Nobel Prize winner in physics who died a few years ago, but in 1974 he gave a commencement address to the Caltech students, and he talked about the cargo cult people in the South Seas, where these were the people that saw, they were living near other airstrips and watched all the planes land, so they built their own runway and put their own little fires for runway lights and everything else, and waited for the airplanes to land to offload the goods that they wished were coming to them, too. And, of course, the airplanes never landed on their airport. Feynman compared this to the way some people do science. He called it cargo cult science. And he gets into how the things that they missed, what was wrong with the thinking among the cargo cult people, and how that compares with the thinking of the scientists of the type now today that are promoting global warming and think that it's true, because they're missing something in several steps of how do you decide what's right or wrong. So that's sort of one of the things. So the other one, you can tell me to quit when the break comes here, but when you start making alarmist predictions, something is wrong. You don't have to do that in science. And we have Jim Hansen made a prediction. Jim Hansen, the fellow from NASA, made his prediction just before Obama's inauguration a couple of years ago, that saying in 4 years, if we don't in the meantime cut down all of our coal plants, stop our coal mining, and shut down much of our carbon dioxide production, that the planet is going to go into a runaway and it'll be a total disaster.
So on that note, Dr. Berry, I can hear the music playing. We're going to be going to break. Hang in there, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be back in 2 minutes. Hang in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Edwin Berry, and his websites are climatefire.com, polymontana.com, climatephysicsinstitute.org. He's got several, and if you go to one, you'll be able to get links to all the others. They are up on my website. The podcast of the show will be up shortly after the show is over, and if you go to the podcast tab on my website, you'll find all the links to Dr. Berry's website. Listen, Dr. Berry, we've got a couple more minutes left, so please continue, but I'd love to have you to come back on if you would like to, and we could continue talking about all of this good stuff, because you got a ton of information, and people need to hear the truth.
Okay. Continuing the reasons why this global warming is really alarmism rather than science, and I mentioned the faulty science, and I mentioned alarmist predictions, and I mentioned the thing about James Hansen's prediction, and essentially asking people, we're more than halfway through his four-year period, and we haven't really shut down all the things he said. Do we really think we're imminent? Do we have some imminent runaway danger with the Earth right now? Actually, the temperatures are getting cooler. Another reason is ideology-driven, and which we all know if you do that, and you just watch the arguments that are going on. It's indoctrination-driven, and we talked about that in the schools. It's power and money-driven.
Yeah.
As well, and we can see that in the things that are going on with the special political and economic interests in the application of different kind of green energies. And another six would be that the cure is actually worse than the disease. In other words, if we really did shut down all our carbon dioxide thing, we accomplished little in what they say we would do, but it would certainly do a lot to hurting our whole economy, our way of life, our standard of living, and even our freedom. And then finally, we do have an enemy. It's very clear. We have the United Nations. We got their IPCC. We have their ICLEI group, which is getting into cities all over the United States on the pretense that global warming is a disaster. We have the non-governmental organizations, of which this, by the way, our Children's Trust is doing his lawsuits, is one of them.
Okay.
We have the school and public unions. We have control of land and resources and socialism that many of the programs are all hanging their justification on the global warming fraud. So my goal is to unravel this whole global warming fraud, and then in the process we unravel all the things that are hanging on it, even like ICLEI.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Dr. Berry, you know, I believe we've got an uphill battle, but I don't think it's an insurmountable battle, and I don't think it's a battle that we can't win if we educate enough people and get enough information out to people so that they wake up to what fraud is being perpetrated on them. And with people like you out there, Dr. Berry, and your enormous amount of information that you have, your education and your years of experience and knowledge, I mean, that's so critical that we have people with voices such as yours out there who are talking about this fraud that they're perpetrating, so people understand that Al Gore and all his crap is all a big lie.
Well, yeah, and thank you. And it's really not just me. I mean, I'm one of thousands that will tell you.
I know you are.
And in fact, if one goes on the Climate Fire website and you look at our response, you will see that we used two key exhibits. I think it's exhibit C and D. These are references that will take you to statements by thousands of scientists.
Okay. Listen, Dr. Berry, on that note, I'm going to, Dr. Berry, we've only got 30 seconds left. I want to thank you. I'm going to get in contact with you. You'll come back on. Thank you so much, Dr. Berry. Everybody, listen, I was speaking with Dr. Berry this morning. Listen, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. I'll be back. You'll be able to hear me. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Go to my website for times.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain,
somewhere you dare to dream, really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you fly beyond the